Tegubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the bread of life that came down from heaven to give life unto the world. We're studying today from 1 Corinthians chapter 12 concerning spiritual gifts, and we've been talking about the gift of prophecy and how that the Old Testament tells us of prophets who warned Israel of their need to walk in obedience to God, and how that there were many false prophets who led the people astray and who deceived the people with their lies rather than speaking and proclaiming the truth. And Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Daniel, these were men of God, prophets of God, that wrote the word of truth and recorded it for us. And we're told in 1 Corinthians 10 that these things were for our admonition, for our instruction, upon whom the ends of the world have come, and that we should be aware of the truth of God's word and take heed to the lessons that were learned from these who walked in obedience to the Lord and the nation of Israel that walked in disobedience. Last time we talked about the leader Solomon, who was given wisdom like no man ever had before, and how that he was deceived by the wicked women that he became involved with, who followed after false gods, and so he built great places of worship of these false gods and idols, and as a result it brought judgment upon the nation of Israel. And after Solomon died, we see the nation was split in two because of God's judgment on Israel, because of her sin in following after Solomon's false ways and his following after these false gods. Solomon knew the true and the living God. How could he be so deceived? It was because of the flesh, his yielding to the flesh and the appetites of the flesh, and his becoming involved with pride, and thus we see he fell into sin and brought judgment upon Israel. And that's what pornography is doing, and ungodly leaders. Proverbs 29:2, one of the Proverbs Solomon himself wrote, "When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn." And, beloved, one of the lies being spawned today is the separation of church and state. Our nation was founded on the Word of God. Our nation was founded in truth. And the majority of men who wrote the Declaration of Independence were men who believed in God, who feared God. And our Constitution does not mention anything about the separation of church and state. But that is a lie that has been spawned and has been taught. And the more a lie is repeated, the more people believe it. And it's amazing how many people in our nation think that that is the truth, operate their schools and the government accordingly. And it is false, and it is a lie of the devil. We see that in the Old Testament, the prophets were the pastors or the preachers of the Old Testament. And God is going to judge the wicked rulers, and he's going to judge the false prophets. And we read in the book of Revelation chapter 20 and verse 11, "And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged of the things which were written in the book, according to their works." Notice, judged according to their works. "The sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged, every man, according to their works." and death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Beloved, ungodly rulers, ungodly leaders, men who do not believe the Word of God, men who do not believe the truth, men who walk in their own pride, in their own arrogance, in their own rebellion, and in their own sin, bring judgment upon their nations by their ungodly practices and their ungodly ways. And thus we read over in the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah was a preacher of righteousness. He was a preacher who proclaimed truth, and today men who stand in the pulpit of the United States of America and in the pulpits of other countries of the world are going to have to give an account whether they preach the truth and speak the truth and warn people against sin and wickedness and ungodliness, or whether we speak that which is a lie and that which is deception and that which tickles the ears of men and which people want to hear, that condones, lets them get by with their sin and think that it's all right for them to walk in unrighteousness. Wicked rulers will be judged because of their sin, and we who know the truth are given a responsibility to speak the truth and to proclaim the truth. In Jeremiah chapter 9, beginning with verse 9, we read these words concerning Jeremiah: "Mine heart within me is broken because of the prophets, the false prophets. All my bones shake. I am like a drunken man, and like a man whom wine hath overcome, because of the Lord and because of the words of His holiness. For the land is full of adulteries. For because of swearing the land mourneth. The pleasant places of the wilderness are dried up, and their course is evil, and their force is not right." Why? Because of the judgment of God, because sin is a reproach to any people, beloved, and sin brings judgment upon a nation. "For both prophet and priest are profane. Yea, in mine house have I found their wickedness, saith the Lord. Wherefore their way shall be upon them as slippery ways in the darkness. They shall be driven on and fall therein. For I will bring evil upon them, even the year of their visitation, saith the Lord. And I have seen folly in the prophets of Samaria. They prophesied in Baal and caused my people Israel to hear." That was the Israel was the 10 tribes that split off from Judah and Benjamin and Judah. And thus these 10 tribes that went to Samaria, and that became their capital. These were the ones he's speaking about that had turned to Baal and caused my people Israel to err. "I have seen also in the prophets of Jerusalem an horrible thing. They commit adultery and walk in lies. They strengthen also the hands of evildoers, that none doth return from their wickedness." He's speaking about the preachers, the prophets, the ones who were responsible for declaring the truth. Beloved, we who are men of God, who proclaim truth, who are spokesmen for Almighty God, are going to have to stand before God and give an account whether we speak the truth of the Word of God or whether we speak a lie to appease men and to satisfy their evil desires. And so he says here, "I've seen the prophets in Jerusalem, an horrible thing. They commit adultery and walk in lies. They strengthen also the hands of evildoers, that none doth return from his wickedness. They are all of them unto me as Sodom, and the inhabitants thereof as Gomorrah. because of the sin and the wickedness of Gomorrah. Why did God destroy Sodom and Gomorrah? Because of the sin of homosexuality. That was the reason for the judgment of God upon Sodom and upon Gomorrah, because of their homosexuality and their wickedness. You can read about it in the book of Genesis. Therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts concerning the prophets, behold, I will feed them with wormwood and make them drink the water of gall. For from the prophets of Jerusalem is profaneness gone forth unto all the land. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, hearken not unto the words of the prophets that prophesy unto you. They make you vain. They speak a vision of their own heart, and not out of the mouth of the Lord. They say still unto them that despise me, the Lord hath said, ye shall have peace. And they say unto every one that walketh after the imagination of his own heart, no evil shall come upon you. For who hath stood in the counsel of the Lord, and hath perceived and heard his word? Who hath marked his word and heard it? Behold, a whirlwind of the Lord is gone forth in fury, even a grievous whirlwind. It shall fall grievously upon the head of the wicked. The anger of the Lord shall not return until he have executed, until he have performed the thoughts of his heart. In the latter days ye shall consider it perfectly. The wickedness of God in these days you and I are living in, beloved, the wickedness of men against Almighty God is going to be judged. Our God is holy. Our God is without sin. He is righteous in every respect and in every way. But the wickedness of men against God, walking in unrighteousness, and we who are preachers of the Word of God will give an account whether we preach the truth of God's Word or whether we speak a lie. I have not sent these prophets, these false prophets, yet they run. I have not spoken to them, yet they prophesied. But if they had stood in my counsel and had caused my people to hear my words, then they should have turned them from their evil ways and from the evil of their doings. Am I a God at hand, saith the Lord, and not a God afar off? Can any hide himself in secret places that I shall not see him, saith the Lord? Do not I fill heaven and earth, saith the Lord? Yes, beloved, God sees and God hears those who are speaking lies, and they will appear before him. Till next time, goodbye.